Mira and Harper Audio present Same Time Next Year by Debbie Maycumber. Performed by Tanya Eby. For the Huizinga family in Holland, Michigan, good friends, good people. Prologue. New Year's Eve, Las Vegas, Nevada. James had been warned. Ryan Kilpatrick, a longtime friend and fellow attorney, had advised him to stay clear of the downtown area tonight. The crowd that gathered on Fremont Street between Main and Las Vegas Boulevard was said to be close to 20,000. But James couldn't resist. Although he had a perfectly good view of the festivities from his hotel room window, he found the enthusiasm of the crowd contagious. For reasons he didn't care to examine, he wanted to be part of all this craziness. The noise on the street was ear-splitting. Everyone seemed to be shouting at once. The fireworks display wasn't scheduled to begin for another 30 minutes, and James couldn't see how there was room for a single other person. A large number of law enforcement officers roamed the area, confiscating beer bottles and handing out paper cups. A series of discordant blasts from two-foot-long horns made James cringe. Many of the participants wore decorative hats handed out by the casinos and blew paper noisemakers that uncurled with each whistle. James remained on the outskirts of the throng, silently enjoying himself despite the noise and confusion. If he were younger, he might have joined in the festivities. 36 wasn't old, he reminded himself, but he looked and felt closer to 40. Partners in prestigious law firms didn't wear dunce caps and blow noisemakers. He was too conservative, some might say stodgy, for such nonsense. But it was New Year's Eve, and staying in his room alone held little appeal. Impatient for the fireworks display, the crowd started chanting. James couldn't make out the words, but the message was easy enough to understand. It amused him that the New Year's celebration would be taking place 3 hours early in order to coordinate with the one in New York's Times Square. Apparently, no one seemed to care about the time difference. As if in response to the demand, a rocket shot into the air from the roof of the Plaza Hotel. The night sky brightened as a starburst exploded. The crowd cheered wildly. Although he'd intended to stand on the sidelines, James found himself unwillingly thrust deeper and deeper into the crowd. Luckily, he wasn't prone to claustrophobia. People crushed him from all sides. At another time, in another place, he might have objected. But the joy of the celebration overrode any real complaint. It was then that he saw her. She was struggling to move away from the crowd, with little success. James wasn't sure what had originally attracted his attention, but once he noticed her, he couldn't stop watching. Joyous shouts and cheers rose in the tightly packed crowd, but the young woman didn't share the excitement. She looked as if she'd rather be anywhere else in the world. She was fragile, petite, and delicate in build. He saw that she fought against the crowd, but was trapped despite her best efforts. James soon found himself gravitating in her direction. Within minutes, she was pressed up against him, chin tucked into her neck as she tried to avoid eye contact.
"Excuse me," he said.
She glanced up at him and attempted a smile. "I was the one who bumped into you." He was struck by how beautiful she was. Her soft brown hair curved gently at her shoulders, and he was sure he'd never seen eyes more dark or soulful. He was mesmerized by her eyes and by the pain he read in their depths.
"Are you all right?" he felt obliged to ask.
She nodded and bit her lip. He realized how pale she was and wondered if she was about to faint.
"Let me help."
He wasn't some knight who rescued damsels in distress. Life was filled with enough difficulties without taking on another person's troubles. Yet he couldn't resist helping her. She answered him with a quick nod of her head.
"Let's get out of here," he suggested.
"I've been trying to do exactly that for the last 20 minutes.
Her voice was tight. James wasn't sure he could do any better, but he planned to try. Taking her by the hand, he slipped around.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?